EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Hey, y'all, what's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to Love, Dance, and the Hate in Between Them. Yo, what's up, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and it's going down here on Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. Are you ready? Mount up. It was a clear, dark night, a clear black moon, more G's on a strip, trying to consume. Uh-oh, I did it again, huh? Can I bust in a random song? But I be doing it, though, you know what I'm saying? Well, anyhow, y'all know that Warren G, that was a track right there. So I hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Y'all know what it is, right? And I'm tweaking on a whole new level. G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk on a whole new level. The rhythm is a place in this place to the treble chords. Okay, all right, well, I know y'all was enjoying that or whatever, but I'm going to go ahead and let you know. Move on to the next part. All right. Well, you guys, welcome to Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. And tonight, we're going to have a blast, because you know here on Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them, I definitely bring it pop culture, mad fun, crazy random topics. We're going to have a blast. So what's going on tonight? Well, let's see here. Tonight's going to be kind of dedicated to the email bag. I got a couple of great stories that I want to share with you, so you definitely want to stay tuned. Excuse me, we're going to get into this one story that we entitled, Can You Date an Escort? Let's discuss, okay? Let's discuss. And be sure to call in, you guys, 718-664-6543. And here momentarily, when we go to our music break, I'm gonna hop on the chat line. So we want to be on chat too, y'all, hitting it up and talking about it in a major way. And then the second email bag, or the email, I pulled out the email bag, was going to be... What do you do when your dude or your chick is not bringing their A game? They B, C, nor their D game, and they're not sexing you. But then you turn around and say, I'm in love. Also, we're going to have the Celebrity Hub. We talk about the BET Awards, which is coming up this week, Sunday, June 26th. We'll discuss the performers, the honorees, the nominees, all that jazz. And again, our boy Chris Brown is back in the news for his gay slur. And an update also on Tracy Morgan's gay rant that he had a couple of weeks ago. And then also, our girl LaToya Jackson has a new book out. And she also told the Today Show that her late brother Michael Jackson was murdered. Also, I thought a great story I came across was they say that scripted black TV is on the rise. Is it now? We'll learn more about that. And also the unemployment rate and where it stands for black America. Okay, you guys. So we have a lot of stuff to touch on tonight, but it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to hearing what your thoughts are for the evening. So we're going to take a quick break, but definitely stick around as I'm going to looking forward to hearing your thoughts on tonight's topics. Remember the radio line is 718-664-6543. That was 718-664-6543. And you can also, again, join us on the chat, on the chat rooms. We'll be talking about it as well. Okay, you guys, we'll be right back.
What goes around comes back around. Hey, my baby. What goes around.
All right, you guys, what's going on? That was Beyonce with her latest single, also one of the BET nominees, as well as one of the BET performers for the BET Awards this 2011. Awesome! So, speaking of which, let's discuss these BET Award nominees. I'm excited because there's some great people on the list, and our girl Kelly Rowland has came in up on the list, too. So, that's pretty awesome. You know, she's been doing some things this year for herself. But let's see here. We have for the best female R&B artist, I mentioned Beyonce's on there, Carrie Hilson, Rihanna, Jennifer Hudson, as well as Marsha Ambrose. Okay. We have best male R&B artist. The nominees are Chris Brown, CeeLo, Bruno Mars, Trey Songz, and our boy Usher. Woo woo. That's going to be a very difficult one to kind of vote through because, I mean, Chris Brown, Usher, Trey Songz, Bruno Mars, they're all, I mean, CeeLo, all of them, you know, be doing quite well. So that's going to be a category definitely to look out and see who takes that one. But you got your best groups. You got Diddy, Dirty Money, Cali Swag District, Nerd, The New Boys, Travis Porter, all, again, great. You know, some a little bit harder than others, you know, as far as they longevity have kind of been out there a little bit more, but that's still going to be a tough one. You got your best female hip-hop artist, Diamond, Lola Monroe, Nicki Minaj, of course, and you just got to check them out and see what happens. Best male hip-hop artist would be either B.O.B., Drake, Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, and Kanye West. And then this was an interesting one I love, which is the best new artist. Will it be J. Cole, Bruno Mars, Miguel, Willow Smith, or Wiz? Ooh, that might be, you know, a difficult one. So we're definitely going to have to stay tuned. And they also, for the BET Awards, they're going to do Best Movie, Death at a Funeral, For Color Girls, Takers, The Book of Eli, and Tyler Perry's Why'd I Get Married 2. Ooh, that's, okay, let me think. I love Takers. I saw that was great. For Color Girls was good as well. Death at a Funeral, that was funny. That was funny with Martin Lawrence. That was good. And Tyler Perry, Why'd I Get Married 2. I don't know. I really enjoyed Takers, you know, a good action flick. And then Why'd I Get Married 2, it was fun. It was some twists and turns. You know, Janet gave you know, all the characters she did when breaking all the glass in the house. So, again, I'm really kind of looking forward to seeing the BET Awards this year because I can't tell who's going to take what and who's going to do what, when, and where. So, we'll have to see what that's about. We'll have to see what that's about. But anywho, also we're going to talk about the BET Awards, the honorees, actually. This year at the BET Awards, they're going to be giving Miss Patti LaBelle the Lifetime Achievement Award. And they're also be giving, oh, my goodness, Steve Harvey. I'm sorry, you guys. We'll be giving Steve Harvey the Humanitarian Award this year. And so I'm looking forward to kind of seeing how they honor them for all that they have done in the community. And I know people tend to have mixed feelings about, Steve Harvey and his, you know, and his message or what he has to bring to the table. But at the same time, it's, you know, just because you feel a certain way doesn't necessarily mean the person isn't doing their part for the community, that they're not out there pushing out for what they can do. And so, and he does a lot, you know, he does a lot of cool stuff for the youth and for the community. So I think it'd be a good look. Also, you can go onto the website to check out and see some of the things that Steve Harvey has brought to the table through during his career and everything. So congratulations, Steve Harvey. And then also my girl, Patti LaBelle, for being given the award for Lifetime Achievement from the Bluebells, and she went to the LaBelles, and then she became Patti LaBelle on her own. And her career has just had such a prosperous, it has been such a prosperous journey, and I'm a major fan of hers. So I'm looking forward to see how they honor her. That's going to be pretty awesome. Pretty awesome, man. And then let's see. Yes. And then the performers, this is where it comes down to. Giving out the awards is awesome and great and nominees, but we also always big on the performances. And I'm telling you, their lineup this year, BET can pull, they can pull some people out, and they definitely have. This is going to be a really strong show. Okay, so last year we had our pregnant girl, Alicia Keys, on the top of the piano. Well, this year, she's going to come back probably with a new body, which is going to be sick in some bomb fashion, so I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, Alicia Keys is going to be up there. Someone's got to take the lead tonight. I think that's the song she'll be going with. Maybe her album. I had to check on that, see what those are about. But then we have our girl Jill Scott. She's going to be there. We got our boy Chris Brown. He's going to be out there. Lil Wayne, Beyonce, DJ Khaled, Ace Hood, Trey Songz, your girl Kelly Rowland, Rick Ross, Mary J. Blige, Mary, Donnie McClurkin, Shirley Caesar. It's just the list goes on and on. And then also our girl Kimberly Nicole is going to be out there, who, you know, does a wonderful sultry thing with her vocals. So, again, you guys, I think it's going to be exciting. I think the BET Awards is definitely going to bring it this year. So, you know, I'm wishing the best. Of course, I'm very optimistic, and so that's how I truly feel about that. So be sure, you guys, to check out the BET Awards, again, as they come on this Sunday, June 26th, okay? Also, you can be sure to check out my Facebook page. You can do Facebook.com/Tiangelo, where you can see more on the BET Music Awards. Hey, y'all. What's up? Okay, so now we are going to get into a letter from the email bag. This one will be entitled, Can You Date an Escort? Okay, wait. Before we do, really quickly, let's dip into the Celebrity Hub for just a moment here. And the Celebrity Hub, we're going to start off with our boy Chris Brown. Boom, boom, boom. Once again, young Mr. Brown is in the news again. I mean, I feel like the media is really trying to paint Chris up to be this bad boy. And I don't even think necessarily his team is even, you know, trying to give him that image. The media is painting him up to be this bad boy of music, and I don't necessarily think he's doing anything to warrant such treatment, okay? Granted, he had the little thing back in the day with Ree. I mean, we've moved on past that, okay? Then he broke the window recently. Okay, well, maybe they haven't gotten past that. Okay. A little bad boy tendencies, maybe, just maybe. But anyhow, Chris Brown had to apologize the other day for a gay slur which he used. He addressed it on his Twitter page. It says, the bad boy Chris Brown does it again as TMZ reports that the Human Rights Campaign, HRC, is lashing out about the homophobic remark that he made to photographers the other day while in Los Angeles. The HRC says that Brown's anti-gay language is intolerable. Oh, goodness. Invoking words that meant to be demeaning to gay America is just plain unacceptable. They go on to say Chris Brown should know better. Now, a representative told all this to TMZ. The rep also adds that he irresponsibly neglected to recognize the impact of his words and the incapable message that it sends to a couple that would, oh goodness, the message that it sends to a couple of gays who could have been in the area, and also makes a gay sound like a negative action. So what did he do? Well, this is what happened. Chris Brown was accused of several, was being kind of badgered by several photographers as they were as they went to tip off the parking enforcement of his illegal parked car. Brown goes on to say, y'all N-words is weak. Did y'all all call them to try to film me? Y'all niggas is gay. And so that was where the gay slur was used. A few hours later, TMZ reported that Brown posted on Twitter, I have total respect for the gay community, and my intention was not to insult anyone. Really, back in December, the singer got into a Twitter feud. Oh, that's where he ended, okay, you guys? So the question was, really, is that how he feels? Because back in December, the singer got into a Twitter feud with ex-B2K member Raz B, and during that feud, he called Raz B a homo and a, well, I'm not going to quite quote what he said, am I? Just maybe, a ick, I'm editing that word, y'all, a ick in the, no, I'm not going to repeat this one. Anyhow, he got kind of vulgar. He later on apologized to his fan a few days later. Will they forgive him this time? I mean, I don't know. People use the word gay as, you know, as stupid. I mean, he wasn't trying to insult nobody. It was just the way they'd be like, oh, that fool is gay. You know, not necessarily going through all this. I don't necessarily think it was all that necessary to be talking about, but I don't know. I don't know. I think it's too much for me. But anyhow, like I said, they're just trying to paint him out to be this bad boy. And then also, speaking of gay slurs or whatever, Tracy Morgan, update on his rant, okay? We talked about his rant last week That's when he went on stage while in Nashville and kind of just went off about gay people. Talking about if his son came home, sounded like a woman, whatever, he would stab his son dead and all these things. Well, now it's almost 2 weeks later, and Tracy Morgan's inflammatory stand-up about gays has, you know, kind of has gone by now. So the comedian sat down at a news conference in Nashville with GLAAD and apologized. If you didn't believe his remorseful words, the Huffington Post provided the ultimate money shot, which was Morgan giving a heartfelt hug to Kevin Rogers. And that was a gentleman who went on to his Facebook page and posted the whole thing on there. If you guys get a chance to check it out, you can see his feelings about the situation. So, and he did. He goes on to apologize. You know, he didn't think it was that bad. And at least things have wound down. You know, the uproar and the back and forth over the 30 Rock star hurtful comedy bit amongst the things, gayness being a choice that he stabbed his son. You know, I mean, he's apologized for it. I mean, I think it was a joke that had probably went too far. I don't necessarily believe that he was trying to hurt anyone, of course, but you kind of got to watch what you say sometimes. You kind of got to watch that kind of stuff. So that's where Tracy Morgan is. He's apologized. You know, we can kind of move on from all that now. So, yeah. Okay, so listen, you know what we're going to do, you guys? I'm trying to eat this pizza over here. They got me some pizza. Now, granted, I asked for the stuffed crust, but they got me deep dish. You guys got me deep dish, and I wanted stuffed crust. Oh, my bad. Okay, I guess I changed my mind before they left to pick up the pizza, and then I turned around and got stuffed crust. Really? Oh, my bad. Well, listen, you guys, we're going to take a quick break, but when we return, we will be discussing can you date an escort? So be sure to call in with your thoughts. The phone number is 718-664-6543. This is going to be good.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Alrighty, you guys. I'm over here now with this pizza in my hand. And I probably shouldn't be, but I'm getting it. I am. Okay. So, we talked about can you date an escort? Well, let's discuss this, okay? So, this is what happens. A young man writes in, and he just calls himself an escort. So, I'm just going to call him Escort. So, Escort said, he says, I started dating this chick, and everything was going pretty good. She didn't fully know what I did for a living, as I don't always tell that offhand. She knew that I worked in entertainment, and that's what I did. I thought I was an actor, and a lot of my work took place at night. 3 months into dating, I told her a full details of what I did, which I'm a male escort. I don't know what her thoughts are about it. She wanted to ask me major details, which I could not always fulfill the answers to, as I am under contract and cannot speak about all these things. We are great together, and I know we're great together, and we get along oh so well. I truly enjoy her and she me, or she I, he meant to say, and she I. At first, she tried to be cool about the whole situation, but she started telling her friends, and they started adding in their two cents. He then goes and asks, why is she tripping? What's her problem? She knows what's going on, and she's known for the last three. Now she knows. So I guess at first she wasn't tripping, but now she got people kind of in her ear telling her that she shouldn't do this. So the question is, I guess, He probably asked what he wanted. He didn't really even put a question in this one. But I just went on. I just went ahead and said the question would have to be, could you date an escort? Because I guess what this whole question is, we can all assume that escorting can come with a happy ending. Now, he did neglect to say if this came with a happy ending, but we're going to assume that sometimes it does, okay? For the sake of this discussion, we're going to assume that sometimes happy endings come with this escorting service. For those of you who don't know what a happy ending is, well, I don't know what to tell you. Oh, that's funny. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay. So, could you date an escort? Well, I'm going to start by telling y'all my opinion on the situation. And no, I couldn't. I just couldn't. The idea of your job being to go out and to entertain someone else with your personality is one thing, you know? We're going out to the party, you're arm and hanging out their arm. I get that. But then to maybe be like groping and touching and feeling and pulling, that's not going to work. I just can't foresee me allowing it to happen. So now the question also to be presented, but T, that's what they were doing when you met them. Right. But no. I'm sorry. I'm trying to think about how to make this work, be diplomatic about it. I can't. Okay, I tell you how it is. The idea of you being out, well, I'm imagining your job is at nighttime, so I came home early from work, and you said, I'm leaving to go to work, honey. I'm supposed to say goodbye. Where are you going? Oh, we're going out to the, tonight they're having an event at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Having an event at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Do you mean the ballroom or up on the 13th floor? I mean, how does this work? And then you come home and hop into bed. My imagination goes way too far. I can't possibly see it. But the argument also could be, well, T, but you're feeling the person. You know, you really liking them, and they make you feel like you never felt before. Well, true. And the fact that I'm dating an escort is also making me feel like I've never felt before. I just can't understand it. I just don't think I'm going to be able to do it. I just couldn't. So, but that's okay. That's okay. So, I'm open to hear people's thoughts. I want to hear what the listeners have to say and see what your insight is on this topic, because it has to be someone who can say this is okay and it could be possible. And I'm interested in hearing how this could be possible and how it could work for the relationship. So you want to call in 718-664-6543 and let us know, you know, what your thoughts are, okay? So let me see here. Do I have a caller? Veronica? We got somebody? Yes, we do. So let's head and, you know what, our girl Sweet T from EOT and Family is here, and I know if we put her on the line, I already know that she is going to give me an answer that I'm going to have to really be trying to process here. So let me go ahead and say good evening, Miss Sweet T.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good, baby. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, to answer, I just must say you was breaking in and out on my end, and I wanted to hear what you want me to answer because I'm very curious because I'm ready to answer.
Okay, well, the topic is I had an email back about dating an escort, okay? So the letter didn't say if the escorting services comes with a happy ending, but I'm going to assume it does. So my question to you is, you were dating a guy for 3 months, and you later found out what he did for a living. Are you going on?
Wait, so I'm going to go into an intimate relationship? That's what you asked me?
Yes, and you're feeling him. You're really feeling him.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I never been in that situation, so let me think on this one. First of all,
right,
okay,
so.
my feelings is involved. The sex is good. I love how he looks, because out of Dilly, that's why I go first, the looks and the personality. that's just me. I just told my homegirl Lady T that. So I'm dicking him, and then I found out that he's a prostitute. It's just keep it 1,000. And how would I deal with that situation? I think the type of person I am, believe it or not, my feelings involved, I think I have to let him go, because I think about more of my health. Because I gave you too much of me, my trust, my body, no more condoms, because we're in a relationship. Now you out there sleeping with females. I don't know what you out there doing. So I'm thinking about more of my health, and then I'll probably have to end it. True E. Hollywood story.
So now, but now, so okay, now what if he tells you, I'm promise you, I'm not out there doing these, you know, doing these stuff like you think I am. Like, I'm not doing it like you think I am. And then you turn around and ask him, well, what are you doing? He's like, I can't divulge all that. I'm under contract. But I love you.
Okay, and I'm going to say, if you love me and you're in a relationship, you need to start spinning.
You need to start
wooing? Tell me. Spinning. Like, tell me what's really going on. What's the true E! Hollywood story? I'm involved with you. Because at the end of the day, I'm the one holding you. I'm the one fishing your plate. I'm the one wine and dining you the way that a female probably won't do, because you still with me at a dinner. I'm doing something right, so you need to start spinning.
All righty. Well, that's be what it is. And so, sweet tea, I want you, if you can, honey, stay tuned for us this evening, because my next topic you're going to love, too. It's going to be on a little bit later. I'm not on any. It's about a person you're dating who's not. I can't even tell you yet. I can't even tell you. We really just got to stick around, boo, so you can call back for the next topic. It's going to be awesome as well. It truly is. Okay,
but
thank you.
I will stick around, but do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. I do.
Okay.
I do. And you're just basically saying that, you know, if I'm sitting here giving you all that you need, I'm going to need you to return it by giving me what I need. So, no, she can't do it. It's not going to be possible. And I'm just thinking to kind of look at the other side of this, you guys, it kind of could be possible in the fact that, I mean, when a person's an actor and a dancer and stuff and they spill it all up on people too, what's the difference? And, yeah, no, I can't deal with this. Not, I can't even deal with that. No, that wouldn't be possible. So, anyhow, you guys, I'm trying to process here. So, anyhow, sorry. Okay, so, no. We're not going to be able to do it. So why is she tripping? Well, dude, I'd have to say she's probably tripping because of the idea that someone else is touching what's hers. I mean, you wouldn't probably be as comfortable either if you weren't in the business. That's something where the person has to be in that business, in that world, or around it. And if not, just by our design of our culture, that's not something that's tolerable or tolerated. So I would probably more so recommend you maybe downshift that relationship for now, not end it forever, but kind of just until you can – you know, I guess choose a different career path. That's not a job that lasts forever anyway. Maybe you'd be better off managing the escort service or something. I don't know. But in this case, she's tripping because of what her imagination is allowing her to think. So regardless if you're doing something or not, what her imagination is building up to say you're doing is what the issue is. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and say sorry, not so much. It's not going to work, okay? So, I'm trying to maybe be that, you know, voice porn, but I can't. Just can't. So, anyhow, I was looking. I was sitting with my thoughts trying to pull it up for you. But, yeah, it's not going to work. For now, she's tripping me, like I said, her imagination. So, anyhow, it looks like, you know, Miss Sweetie has kind of spoken. And the last thing I probably want to hear from my partner is someone trying to, you know, like maybe remember my name or something like that. I mean, that'd be kind of embarrassing, wouldn't you think? So, anyhow. Oh, goodness, that would not be funny to get in the bed like, hey, babe, I wanted to know, did you just before you said T? Yeah, that's not going to work at all. That is not going to work at all. Yeah, not even a little bit. Okay, anyhow, you guys. Okay, definitely be sure to call in. I want to hear some more of the thoughts about this topic, okay? Can you date an escort? Why or why not? Okay? So just go ahead and stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this. Why is there one thing?
No, 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 no.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. And so we just finished, we were just talking about if you can date an escort, is it possible? So, you know, I want to hear what the listeners have to say. So we have another young lady on the line by the name of Lady T. Lady T, this is your boy, T'Angelo. Talk to me. What are your thoughts on the topic?
What is up, T'Angelo? Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. No problem, no problem. No problem.
And
so,
go ahead.
Oh, no, I was listening to you. You tell me what it's about.
Oh, okay. I think that the question is very intriguing, and I don't know what made you think of this. However, I think I'm going to be on left. I'm going to be on the left of this question. I know that your callers are saying, oh, no, and I don't want to, and I wouldn't do it. But I think that there are some females out there, yourself included, who would actually date an escort.
Really? Really? See, to kind of answer your question of where did it come from, I was actually talking to someone this week who told me that they could.
Exactly.
And I was like,
there are
really?
Out there who's on the left, believe it or not, more than was calling, who would actually do this thing. Now, I'm coming from a whole nother side of you, because if he's with you or he's with me and he's feeling me and he and I, that is his job. Do you see soap opera people? They kiss every day. Do you see Monsters Ball when Halle Berry, and I mean standing up in Halle Berry. Okay, that's the job, but that woman had to still go home. Who she was married to at that time? Derek Jeter. Okay, she had to go home that time and go to that husband. She was, but no, it was Derek Jeter that time. Okay, but that once you look at it as that, this man is doing his job. So that means where his job comes from. His requirement is he has to make sure he protects himself as well as the client, because that's what the other lady is, really, a client.
Mm-hmm.
And see, people can't separate the idea of this is a paid venue, it's a client, and this is not. And we've all been whores for our jobs. I don't care. For real. Somebody done sucked up to the boss to get something.
Okay, so now. Okay, so let me paint a picture for you, okay? So this night in particular, you waiting on your dude to come home, okay? And you done put on your cute little teddy, got it all shaved up, cleaned up, wiped up, and smelling good, okay? You ready to go down. He be running a little bit late coming home from work. And when he finally does get home, he's like, oh, babe, thank you so much, but I'm kind of tired and wore out. I mean, can I just take a shower and maybe try to...
I ain't trying to interrupt you, T'Angelo, but guess what? The construction worker done came home and said, baby, I'm tired.
Right.
The
difference is, what is he tired from?
It doesn't matter. He tied. The thing is, if we're all sick, we ain't. And if your jaw passed to, then we ain't having sex. Whether you've been flipping fries, or dipping fries, flipping burgers, driving a truck, or escorting somebody.
Well, there you have it. Now, Miss Lady T, before I let you go, is this the same Miss Lady T from, like, I think in Florida? You were from Florida or Atlanta?
I am from Florida. I originally from Florida, and I'm in Miami, Florida now, and I'm out on the West Coast with you guys because I just performed at the J. Anthony Club, the J. Spot, and I'm headed to Mesa, Arizona to open for Miss Lunell and Michael Blackson at the Performing Arts Theater. So since I was here with my friend, Miss Sweet T, at my heart, my love, and Miss Simpson, Ramona, Mocha D, I was like, I have got to get on the radio now and call the girl, call to get on there and get in this. And I'm always the one that's going to be on the other side because I feel like I see things totally different. And I done lived long enough to where you got to be happy in this moment. And if that man got you feeling lit up like a Christmas tree, I don't care what kind of job he do. I don't care.
Well, all right, then, I guess you have spoken and have said what needed to be said. Yeah. Well, thank you, Miss Lady
okay,
T, for expressing those thoughts. And there you have it, listeners, right there, okay? Miss Sweet T said there's no way. Miss Lady T said do it all day, okay? Cut the check and let me cash them. Alrighty, guys, so now we're going to get into the Celebrity Hub, which will be brought to you by EOTMblog.com. What's going on the blog.com, you ask? Oh, I'm so happy that you did. Miss Latoya Jackson, yes, of the infamous Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, all the Jacksons. Anyhow, Latoya Jackson actually has a book coming out. It's going to be her memoirs. Let's see, what does she have going on? It says this Saturday will mark the second anniversary of the death of Michael Jackson. It was nearly 2 years ago that the megastar had passed away. His sister Latoya is promoting her new memoirs in which she maintains her earlier claims that her Ihan brother was murdered. The 55-year-old singer appeared on the Today Show, where she reiterated her belief that Michael was murdered. Jackson told Michael Laura how her late brother had divulged to her that he was afraid of being assassinated over his multi-million-dollar publishing catalog. She's quoted by saying, "He told me exactly who he was referring to. He was terrified. He had his catalog that they wanted," she said. You have to remember that his catalog was more than 750,000 songs. He was very afraid and said it was just a matter of time. She goes on to say, he knew it was going to happen, but when he first told me, I was like, come on, Michael. Couldn't be true. She says, I didn't really understand it in the beginning, but the more he explained it, the more I understood. He also told his mother as well. She added with that being said, I guess Michael kind of foresaw all this coming on. Latoya has now, Latoya has now published her new book at the launch party that took place in New York the other evening, where she had no choice but to go ahead with, did her memoirs for her life, you know, starting at the beginning. She claims that her brother had no choice but to go ahead and do the This Is It World Tour despite his fears. He did not lose that fear, but he was on a catch-22 situation. He knew he had to perform and had to perform 10 dates because he was given so much. He agreed to doing the 10 dates, and that was it. So that's her belief that, you know, Michael went out like that. But anyhow, I want to just go ahead and say that she also has her new memoirs that has come out. It's called Latoya Jackson. It's called Starting Over. So if you are a LaToya Jackson fan, which there are people out there who are in love with some LaToya, you can definitely check out her memoirs. And for more details on that, you also can go to EOTMblog.com and see her at her, there's pictures of her at the actual release party in New York. And then also, black scripted television is on the rise. Yes, EOTM blog does share with us that scripted black television is on the rise. African-American shows could be headed in a positive direction. Black TV is rising once again. Now, that may sound like an arbitrary statement, but things were looking good, were looking bleak for the African-Americans on TV quite recently. And considering that in 2008, the network TV canceled Girlfriends and then the other black really great show, like Everybody Hates Chris and The Game, was soon to follow. Viewers were only left with Tyler Perry's House of Pain and TV Land reruns of The Cosby's. Now, everybody loves The Cosby Show, you guys. Okay? We all love The Cosby's. But it's pretty bad when you can recite the lines of the entire episode of which you it's just so simply redundant. It's the same reruns over and over again. Yes, I am in love with The Cosby's. I was raised on them. My mother owns, like, all the DVDs. But I just know every single episode at this point. And then also, we also kind of know how sometimes paralyzing Tyler Perry can be. I mean, some people love him, which is perfectly fine. I do enjoy his work. But then also those, you know, the show kind of sometimes have a draining of feel, you know, of always kind of giving you the message, the moral preachings, and sometimes the badly distinguished comedy and the cheesiness of it all, you know. So what do? I can't speak for everyone, but I gave up the hope and simply just said, let's get on some good TV. I know I personally got into watching TV online so I could find up other shows. I'm a fan of Martin, which I find online, and I watch every night and Living Single. Anyhow, but The Game has come back. You know, they're doing their thing, and when they came back, they had record-breaking 7.7 million viewers. And then while Let's Stay Together is a new show that came out, it debuted at 4.4 million viewers. And then also VH1 has decided to take a chance on a scripted programming starring Lisa Ray and Stacey Dash called Single Ladies. And there's still more to come with BET shows like Read Between the Lines starring Michael J. Warner and Tracy Ellis Ross. So, you know, keep an eye out, Black America, because, you know, we're working on pulling it together. Got to get back on the screen because we, too, do good TV. Yeah. Okay, so do you think you can dance? So thousands of dancers auditioned, but only 20 remain on the stage at the Fox hit show So You Think You Can Dance. Now, it's funny enough, people keep asking me, have I auditioned for this show? T, I thought you'd be on this season. Where are you? How come I can't see you? What happened? What happened? What happened? Well, if you're listening to all those people who wonder that question, I have auditioned for this show a couple of times, and it's a great audition process. And last time I auditioned, they told me to just take a couple of more dance classes to tighten up on that skill and come back with it. And the reason they can kind of say that to you is because on this show, when you first start off, it's kind of a pass or fail situation where either you're bad enough to get ratings or you're good enough to believe you can make it through the competition. And so I wasn't quite on the line of getting through the competition. And this is about 3 or 4 years ago that I did this, okay? So after I left there, I felt kind of like, dang it, it didn't work. So I went home and opened a dance company. Haven't auditioned since. Okay, and then that's where that happened. So, but anyhow, the show is getting a huge talent to lead their experts in the judging panel this week. On Tuesday and Wednesday's show, which airs at 8 p.m. on Fox, Hollywood triple threat Debbie Reynolds joins Nigel and Mary and Kat as a guest judge this week. If you guys are not from the Los Angeles area, Debbie Reynolds has one of the top dance studios in Los Angeles as well. So if you're a dancer looking to come out here, you may have heard of Millennium, but then right after Millennium is like Debbie Reynolds, okay? So this is an awesome situation. The pressure is on, but despite it all, a different kind of excitement was brewing. A song and dance memorabilia associated Debbie Reynolds sat in the guest judge with lots of kooky observations, including a Woody Woodpecker interpretation and some just other wonderful things that she added to the show. And I have to say, I love the Woody Woodpecker impersonation because I, too, do it myself. I have to do it for you guys a little later on in the evening. But the legendary actress and dancer has done some of the Hollywood's most classic musicals, including the 1950s Singing in the Rain. Her TV credits include everything from A Date with Debbie as a guest role, and she's been on Will and Grace, Kim Possible, Family Guy. Debbie Reynolds is awesome. The show's doing great. If you get a chance, again, check out So You Think You Can Dance. As you know, I don't get a chance to watch television, but I do watch it on the internet every chance I get. So I'm really excited for this season of So You Think You Can Dance. And then also, really quickly, I wanted to touch on black unemployment is at a depression era with its levels being so high. This is unfortunate. More than 17% of African American males are jobless. Jobs are lack of having the jobs out there, or the lack of having jobs out there, just are not looking good for young black America. Now, the black community is more concerned about its depression era jobless rate of 16.2% overall, because black males are at 17.5%. Considering that the nation is only at 9.1%, so imagine this. You have the nation at a 9.1% in unemployment. Of that 9%, which now becomes the 100 part of it, you know, the bigger picture, 16% of that is just black males. Unfortunate. In some cities such as New York, the percentage of blacks without jobs is stunning. In Gotham, 34% of New York's young black men ages 19 to 24 are not working. Black teens have it even worse, with unemployment rate at almost 41%. Now, if you guys think about it, back in the day when you used to graduate, you know, high school, right as you got to graduate, you would always go find you a job at a local fast food restaurant or at like a department store or something, you know, a bagger at a grocery store. That was the way it went. You learned the job skills and kind of entry-level positions like that. Well, now that the job market is so bad, adults are having to take those positions, and the companies are hiring them because, A, they're either more experienced, B, they come with less drama, you'll say, of the teenager schools and finals and whining and not following directions. This person really needs a job to fend for their lifestyle, so they're going to make it a point to get it. So teens can't find jobs like they used to. But we really want to just stick in there, you guys. You know, whether in some cases the job rate might be even worse because there are people out there who are not declaring themselves as unemployed. So the rate might actually be higher than what we know. But whether counted or uncounted, sustained high rates of unemployment are a disaster for the black community. So we really have to try to get out there, you guys, and fight to make ourselves the best that we can be so we can get back into the job market, because it is hard out there. And we just have to kind of stick it through and make it work without doing anything illegal or getting ourselves into trouble trying to make it happen. So, yeah, that's kind of the story on that. We have to just kind of, I don't know, grit our teeth on that one. But anyhow, you guys, email bag two is approaching, which will be entitled, "What Do You Do When Your Dude or Your Girl Is Not Bringing Their A, B, C, Nor Their D Game, and They Not Sexy Like they Supposed to Be?" But then you turn around and say, "But I love him." Yeah. Anyhow, give us a call, you guys. 718-664-6543. We'll be right back.
50. Nicole. Just another one. I'm complex, difficult to understand. I don't know if it's me or just the makeup of a man. I want it in the morning, bright and early, I want it. I rise as the sunrise, baby, now get up on it. Give it to me good, shorty, work it like you should. You follow instructions and I follow instructions. The ultimate seduction, more kissing and touching. Feel supernatural, first chance I'm at you.
Come here, baby, hey, be my baby, hey, be my baby, oh, oh. Me like the way that he go down, 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 down. Never gonna let no girl.
get dirty. You like to please, yeah, I like that. Yeah, me like it. I like the way that you keep me coming. That's yeah, you, so good you have me running. You like the way that you go down, 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 down. Never gonna let no girl take him from me. Never gonna let no girl steal him from me. Never gonna let a girl get that close now. I tell him, babe, you're too close now. Come here, baby.
Body completely till you feel like you need me chest to chest. I work you, get the kiss in your neck. Come correct till morning sweat, it's making us wet. Say my name, positions be changed. I ain't joking, girl, I'm stroking, I ain't playing no games. Jackpot, back shots, don't run from me, take it. My pleasure's pleasing you, you should feel the same too.
Do we know how to work it?
Was going, I was over here jamming with this pizza and stuff and whatnot, and I got kind of caught up in the corner. But anyhow, what's going on? This is your boy, T. Angelo, and you are tuned in to Love, Dance, and the Hate Between Them. So anyhow, let's see here. So if you're just tuning in, we have the email bad question of can you date an escort? But also, we had another one that was quite interesting to me I wanted to pull up. It's interesting. It's not going to be a difficult answer at all, but I think I pulled it because I was more floored. Like, really? This person needs a friend that they can listen to because this is a little bit easier. We shouldn't be so difficult with this one. This is not that difficult. Okay, let's just get into it. Let's get into it. Okay, so this one is entitled, I'm just laughing. Okay, this one is entitled, my dude is not bringing the A, B, C, nor his D game, and he's not sexing me, but I love him, though. So, I'm going to read this to you guys. It says, my dude is not working, he does not have a job, and I have to go to work every day, nor is he sexing me like he should, and I think he might even be messing around with other chicks. I've never walked in on him with another woman, but his phone stays locked, and there was this one time when his phone was unlocked, I saw a picture of a naked girl in the phone. When I once asked him if I could see his phone, he unlocked his phone, clicked around for a spell, and then handed it to me, for which all the pictures were removed. When I confronted him on it, he told me I was tripping and I was paranoid. He tells me that I'm paranoid all the time if I question what he's doing or when he's doing it. And sometimes I wonder, am I being paranoid? Is he right? I want him to leave for a while. I don't want him to be in our place. I want to be able to get my thoughts together and figure out what I should do, but I can't kick him out because both of our names are on the lease. I don't want to leave my apartment because I love where we live and I love where we stay, and I feel that since I pay for everything, that if anyone should have to go, it should be him. When I confronted him about him not sexing me, he said I can have it whenever I want. Some people think that I'm this major crazed sex fiend, but I'm not like that. But all you have to do is ask for it, and it's yours. And I don't feel I should have to ask for it. I want to feel wanted, too. I pay for everything, and I know I pay for everything, and I know I should leave him, but I love my apartment, and I question, what if he's right? What if I am being paranoid, and what if he's not cheating on me? What should I do? Now, the first thing I would recommend you do is, after you wrote this and sent it to me, is read it to yourself in the mirror and talk to you about it. I'm sure she's had some outside help with this one. I mean, I'm sure everyone's telling you the same thing I'm going to tell you. Okay. So as far as kicking him out, I guess you can't because his lease is on it and you're saying that you want to stay otherwise. Now, I have to question what the self-esteem is about in a situation like this because you can't possibly have a high love for yourself in the case that you're willing to allow someone to treat you like this for, you know, a period of time. You're the only one working, only person bringing in the money, and so clearly you're paying for everything. And then for him to still feel that he can walk out on you or step out on you, then he's not really worried about losing you. And because he's not worried about losing you and has kept you around, this means he's been around for a minute. So I'm going to say at least 2-3 years have gone by while this is happening because he feels way too comfortable and he knows that you're not going to do anything about it. So you ask, what should you do? Yes, you definitely need some time by yourself. And everyone's going to say just walk out and leave. But you got yourself stuck in a rut. You're having a habit, and this bad relationship is part of it. I think Lady Gaga probably said it best. It was a bad romance. So you definitely have to just try something else. Let's see. I have one of my producers in here is being dumb. He just messaged me, tell her to get another man and bring him to the house. I don't know if no. Bring another man to the house. I don't know if that's such a good thing, considering that it could cause drama. It could cause more drama. He said, I have an itch I need to scratch. So basically, the producer, G, is telling you guys that she should bring another dude to the house to fill her sexual needs. He's not going to do it. She needs to hire somebody who will. I think it's funny, but nonetheless, I don't necessarily think you should bring another person into this equation if the equation itself is already screwed up. But, yeah, I could see someone else telling you, if your man isn't getting underneath you, then find somebody who will. But, again, you guys, that doesn't make you any better than he is in the case you think he's stepping out on you. So I say you need the time to yourself. Maybe ask him to go away for a week, you know? I mean, this sounds stupid in one point of view, like, really, going for a week, D'Angelo? But you have to take steps. You're in a bad habit. You're in a rut. You have to get yourself out of this slowly because you're dependent on this person for whatever reason. You're not sleeping together. I can't imagine you laid up next to somebody going to sleep and you want to get some. How'd that work? I don't know. Anyhow, I'd say you gotta get out of that situation. You know better. You clearly know better. And you're asking me this because you're trying to figure out what you could do. I'm telling you, I understand you love your apartment and all that jazz, but it's just stuff. If you ask him to leave and he says no, you need to be prepared to move your stuff and keep it pushing because you're unhappy. What's more important, you in a stupid apartment or your happiness? And you're clearly not that happy because you wrote this letter and you noticed all the bad going on. Now, as far as him cheating on you real quick, you talking about being paranoid, what if you're wrong? You would only be wrong if you didn't see naked pictures in his phone. You'd only be wrong if you didn't feel that way, but you do feel that way. So that's enough. Now, on the other flip side, what if you're wrong? What do you have to lose? He ain't bringing much to the table. Yeah. So anyhow, you guys, let's go ahead and let's find a caller here because I'm knowing that, you know, people probably just can't feel this like that, okay? I mean, you just can't. You just can't. I'm sorry, I was looking at some of the people on the email blog, you guys, and they said LaToya is getting a little loony in her old age. yeah, she's kind of loony in her old age. So anyhow, that was funny. Now, let's see. Let's go ahead and, you know what? My girl, Carla B, is calling in. So I'm going to go ahead and hear what Carla has to say. She's pretty, sound-minded, so I'm sure she can probably bring something to the forefront on how to handle this. Hey, Carla, have you ever had this situation happen to you?
I have not. I was listening to the question, and it was a kind of long question, but what I got basically was there's a situation and he's really not bringing his A, B, C, or D game, and she needs to really figure out exactly what she's going to do. Of course, there's been signs here and there of things happening, which, you know, she really, it seems like she really feels deep down, or she knows that it truly is happening. And my advice to her would be, if, you know, if you're feeling like that at this point in the game, I don't think that your feelings are going to change. Even if things got better tomorrow, those feelings are still going to be there because it seems like it's really deep-rooted. So I would say go ahead and handle your business and see if he wants to leave. He'll probably leave if he hadn't been paying money anyway. You know, if he's paying everything, or whoever he or she, whoever the writer is, if they're paying everything, more than likely the person that would be leaving would be the person who's not, because maybe they don't have the money to pay. So I think that's another excuse why she's not leaving.
But she's saying,
you're
saying that she should tell him to leave, right? Now, what if he says no? Because now, mind you, he's been getting, you know, he done got the game hooked up. He got the free place. He ain't doing nothing. She's taking care of everything. Why am I leaving?
But she can leave if she wants to make things easier and go find her another place and all that stuff. But more than likely, though, if she tells him that it's over, he's not, I guess there's no reason for him to really leave if she's going to stay there and continue to pay. But it depends on where what his mindset is. If she figures he's just that. Okay, if he's a player in the low life, then she should go ahead and just pack her stuff and just be gone. He'll be leaving eventually anyway, or he'll get somebody else in there like her that'll pay it for him. So I think she's really answered the letter herself. It seems like she really knows deep down what she wants to do. It's just a matter of doing it. So I say, go ahead, girlfriend, do your thing, because you only live once. Don't give this man another day, another hour of your time. If you have all these, you know, and they're not, I don't know if they're married or not, but if there's not any kind of like marriage or children or anything like that, I say go handle your business. Just go on. Just let him go.
So
and
now
leave.
With them being stuck in a holding pattern, because clearly for me, this is a habit that she's used to. You know, like you've been living this for a while for it to get this bad. So with me giving the advice, maybe to take a week to yourself. Like, I mean, you know, what do you think? Because clearly you can't cut it cold turkey because she doesn't know how. It's her life force.
Right. I think, you know, saying a week of trying to figure things out here and there, that's just a stalling thing. She's going to continue to stall.
Okay.
You know, 7 days he might turn on the charm and it might be the best thing ever. They might wind up going to Vegas and getting married. She needs to move now.
Okay, then dine her just right.
Yeah, she needs to go ahead and go ahead and handle it. Just go ahead and just do it. I know it's going to be hurtful to her and yada, 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 but she's a big girl. She can handle it. Leave now. Run fast.
Okay. Get out as fast as you can. Get out.
Yes. Yes, get out. Exactly.
Oh, goodness. Well, there it is. I mean, I didn't think I was alone in that one, but, you know, well, thank you so much for calling with your insight. And before you go, Ms. Carla, what's going on with EOT? Anything exciting and new going on that we should discuss?
Definitely. And number one, I'm trying to find that song you want. That's very pressing, and that's new. So I'm actually scrolling through our switchboard to make sure I get that for you. But also, yeah, definitely, I'm really excited about our new blog site. We actually just launched our new celebrity entertainment gossip blog, which is where Tanzlo pulls a lot of his news from. So really excited about that. So make sure you guys visit EOTMblog.com. And we actually have a lot of great shows under the network. Of course, D'Angelo's show every Thursday night. My eBuzz show is on Fridays now at 7 p.m. So every Friday you can check out your girl Carla B. Talking, and my show is specifically celebrity interviews and things of that sort.
They be
so make sure
on
you.
The couch.
Yeah, so make sure you tune into that. And then, of course, one of our newest shows, Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva, she'll be back on air on Tuesday, so every Tuesday at 7 p.m. And then as far as all the exciting events, of course, they can take a look at
Stephen Knight. You can't forget Stephen Knight.
Oh, yeah, I got to, you know, show love to the whole Stephen Knight team every Monday at 7 p.m. Sweet Teas on Tuesday. We have another new show on Wednesday. We're doing something a little bit different because we play a lot of different types of music on EOTM Radio, but we haven't played like techno, rave, trance. And we have a trans DJ that's going to be, his show airs on the 29th at 5 p.m. And it's actually, he's streaming live as well. So you'll be able to see him on TV as well as listen to the music right here on EOTMradio.com. So that's going to be really exciting just to see all those great technology work. And then also, your listeners can make sure they visit EOTMTV.com and see all of our exclusive interviews and our red carpet. Yeah. So definitely they want to do that. And then I'm actually going to be, sorry about that, I'm actually over to my daughter's house, and she didn't realize I was on air.
How rude. Oh, I can't stand people like that. Don't do it. Sit down. Sit down.
See, I know you're retarded. But yeah, so that's all. Definitely the updates. Stay connected to EOTMTV.com. And I'm actually also sort of be covering, well, I'm not covering, I'm so sad, but I'm not covering the BET Awards on the 26th, but my publicist credentials were approved. So I'm supposed to be going with one of my clients. His name, he's an actor. His name is Michael Wayne. And I'm actually walking the red carpet, and I'm a little bit kind of, I'm happy to be going, but I wanted to cover it to put it on our EOTM.
Yeah, like,
I'll get some inside. Yeah, I will get some inside things of that sort. So, yeah.
Super cool. Well, thank you for your insight on all things EOTM, as well as your advice to Miss. He's not bringing his A, B, C, nor D game, but I'm in love.
Leave fast. Yes.
Super cool. Well, you guys, you have heard it. I recommend it, taking it slow, maybe downshift yourself out of it. Ms. Carla B believes that's a stalling mechanism. You need to just go ahead and jump out the window and run quickly. Jump out the window don't mean die. It just means get out the room as fast as possible, and running downstairs could take too long. Okay? So you definitely have to watch out for that. And you guys actually know, when you get into relationships sometimes, you know, we as humans who are sometimes compelled and consumed by love make our decisions because of how our heart feels. But the bad part is our heart will allow us to go into things blindly. That's why it's called blind love. But you have to kind of make that decision and kind of chill out sometimes, you know, and take time for you. And that's where my idea was, having a week to yourself. Not to think just solely about you guys, but also think about what are you doing to yourself. We've all had that moment. I've had one myself, when you sit there and a person's treating you badly or talking to you sideways, and you ask yourself, why am I still sitting here? How did I do this? You know? I mean, I know I'm in love, but what does that mean? Like, what about being in love with yourself? Okay? I mean, can you be in love with yourself? And if you do love yourself, then you can't really allow yourself to be treated like that. So, you know, you gotta really be, what do I always say? Live life to the fullest and just live. And doing things like this does not allow you to do that. So, I want you to pull yourself together, dust it off, and do like Stella did and get your groove back, okay? That's just what it is. Yes, yes, yes. So, anyhow, we're going to go ahead, you guys, and take a break, and stick around. We'll be right back after this.
Enrique, Usher, this is for the dirty girls all around the world.
Here we go!
Another day, another night, and she acting like she don't sleep. She's a five when she drinks, but she's a ten when she's on top of me. She don't wanna love, she just wanna touch. She's a greedy girl to never get enough. She don't wanna love, she just wanna touch. She's got all the moves that make you giddy up. She's a dirty, dirty dancer.
gotta try it. You better do it right before you're lonely.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is your boy, T. Angelo, and you are currently tuned in to Love, Dance, and the Hate Between Them. So, we've had a funny, fun-filled evening of email-bag conversations and Hollywood things that's going on. Now, I mentioned last week or two about, you know, getting to the point in your career when you're ready to get a manager and move forward. I personally have decided in my career that it's time to have some help. I can't really do all this by myself because there's so much going on, from working on developing Tea Time, which is my video blog, to developing Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them here on EOTM, then to working with EOTM TV, and then going to school. I mean, it's all a lot. So I, too, have decided that my career has reached the pinnacle moment. Pinnacle moment. Yes. Don't you love how it sounds? A pinnacle moment. Anyhow, where I, too, have needed to get a manager, and I just recently signed with said management, and I'm really excited. They are learning, starting to learn my product and what I do, and so you guys definitely have to stick around and stay tuned to all things T. Angelo, because I'm really about to work at pulling it into a most professional product and taking the game. Like, that's what I'm going to do. And just really do what I do, you know. So I need your support, you know. When y'all see me having a show or something, got to come out. I'm working at getting a small things going on with dance and, you know, do a lot of stuff with the media, maybe a little bit of acting, you know. I think it'd be a lot of fun. So also don't forget, the email bag has been – oh, sorry, transitioning. There we go. So also don't forget, you can hit up the email bag at tangelo@eotmradio.com. That's T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O. At EOTMRadio.com, and share your happenings and all things interesting with us, okay? Also, summer vacation is coming along. If you happen to be going on a vacation, please share on my Facebook, post pictures of where you've gone, where you've been, and what you're doing. I would love to see and share and vicariously live vacations through you all, okay? That'll be great. Facebook me, Facebook/T. Angelo. And then also, you guys, I talked about losing weight last week. I haven't gotten some weight put on me. I pulled a pair of jeans today and couldn't button them. And I was like, are these mine? My favorite pair. So you guys, make sure we watch our health and stay on top of it. We don't want to just fall apart and allow ourselves to become big and unhealthy. Nothing wrong with being thick, but let's just keep it healthy. You know what I'm saying? I've danced with people who are thicker, and she could still outrun me any day. And that's what it's about. You know, you heard? So anyhow, yes, it has been a great evening, you guys. I'm having a blast. But as we know, our time is pulling to a close here with Love, Dance, and the Hate in Between Them. So, you guys, as the evening comes to a close, I want to say thank you to Sweet Tea, Lady T. And Lady T, if you're still listening, we have to converse. I have to have you on Tea Time. It'll be pretty awesome to have you come out and we can share and chat, maybe pull up to Carla's couch and rub elbows with her a little bit. But I would love to have you. You're a funny comedian, and I enjoy your work. So I look forward to seeing you and meeting you again. So my girl, Sweet Tea, baby, it was lovely having you. Congratulations on your show. All things wonderful, I'm sure. Carla B., thank you for calling in as well. To all my other listeners, I'd love to hear from you. 718-664-6543 is where you can share your thoughts. Otherwise, again, the email bag at tangelo@eotmradio.com. Don't forget to check out EOTM TV, like Carter mentioned, and also you can also go into YouTube where you can check out my videos, which is on YouTube.com/T'Angelo or the One T'Angelo. And also, if you're in the Los Angeles area and you have children and or youth who need a summer program to be involved in, hit me up. I am getting involved in a summer program so the youth don't have to just be out in the streets doing nothing and being uneducated, but things where it'll allow them to continue to be productive. And if you're a working parent and don't really have time for the kids to be just out at home, you must want to watch them, I have a program that's going to be good for you. So you can hit me up or stay tuned for next week where I have one of the representatives on the show to talk about the program, what all it offers. And I know I personally will be teaching a master dance class, so I'm excited about that as well. I've heard they're going to do like music classes and acting classes and like have a music producer come in and show the kids things like that. Have different, you know, career like people come in to discuss things as well as whatever else you do in a program like this. But I'm going to let the representative talk about that more next week. So if you're interested, let me know via Facebook or email, and I'll be sure to get that information to you. Other than that, no. Can't think of anything else. I didn't talk about movies today, but I did go and see X-Men First Class. And if you are a person who enjoys action, you want to check out this film because it was great. I really enjoyed it. They had this one point where Wolverine's character made a cameo. It was great. The action sequence, the final action sequence is awesome. I was raised on action movies, and so it was great to see a film like this. You got to see Magneto pull a submarine out the ocean while he was riding a stealth-like plane. It was great. I will also say I've always been an X-Men fan, so I've been since I was a kid. I always thought I was an X-Men personally, and I have superpowers and everything. But anyhow, we'll talk more about that later. And this, it was great to see the Magneto and Professor X relationship develop from where it was in the beginning to what it is as we now know them to be enemies. But it was great. I really enjoyed it. I look forward to seeing the next one. All the characters did a great job. It was a lot of fun. And you want a flick to check out? That's it. I would say go see that. All righty. So that's the word. That's the buzz. Let it do what it do. Anyhow, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. Okay, this is your boy, T'Angelo. You're tuned into Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. And I will leave you with this. Be sure to live life as though no one is watching. Just live.
Here's a penny dropper. Stress.
keep on banging on, but nothing.